The applause of the 6,000 people at this Harvard ceremony, held to present Sir Alexander Fleming with an honorary doctor's degree, lasted for more than 3 minutes. At last, this extraordinary accolade subsided, and one of the greatest medical scientists of all time began to speak to the silent gathering.
I propose to tell you a story in which destiny plays a large part. It is perfectly wonderful what a part chance or fate or fortune or destiny, whatever you like to call it, plays in our lives. Decisions which we make for no particular reason, or for totally inadequate reasons, or decisions which others make, may have a profound influence on our own career. Perhaps we are merely pawns moved about on the board of life, thinking foolishly that we are deciding our own fate. Let me take my own career. I was born and brought up on a Scottish farm called Lochfield.
And times were hard. Alec, as he was always called, born in 1881, was one of the 8 children of the farmer Hugh Fleming and his second wife Grace. The younger children remember little of their father, just the image of a gentle old man who was always ill and would sit in his chair by the fire for hours on end.